by the door. My taxi's on its way, can't take it anymore. Lately you've forgotten what loving is about. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. Tell me what I needed to hear. You've got 5 minutes to show me that you're really sincere. That's not much time to change my mind. It'll take a miracle, no doubt. And you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. Here's what I've got to say. You better do some talking, 'cause my taxi's on its way. We used to set the nights on fire, now every day is the same. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to kindle the flame. Not much time to change my mind. It'll take a miracle, no doubt. And you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. You could start to please don't leave me, and end with I love you. And if you'd only kiss me the way
voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is in Angola, the first visit ever by a sitting U.S. president there, and the first visit of a U.S. president to sub-Saharan Africa since 2015. Today, Biden tours Angola's Slavery Museum. More stories surfacing about some of President-elect Donald Trump's picks for his administration, among them Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth.
ABC News has not confirmed the New Yorker's reporting, which claims Hegseth brought his employees to a strip club, and Hegseth had to be restrained while drunk from joining the dancers on the stage. A Hegseth advisor saying they're not going to comment on outlandish claims. It comes as Republican senators appear open to Trump's controversial pick to lead the FBI, Kash Patel, who's vowed vengeance against Trump's enemies.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero. Some criticizing President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado says Biden put personal interest ahead of duty. This is ABC News. Gas prices sticking to the lowest levels we've seen in years.
Well, a few areas of the country saw gas prices tick up around Thanksgiving. For a majority of the U.S., prices have been flat or gone down a bit over the last week. Analysts say the nation is seeing the lowest gas prices since 2021, and in the weeks ahead, prices should go down even a bit more. But economic uncertainty over tariffs could send oil prices and then gas back up if tariffs are implemented under the Trump administration in January. But the Energy Department reports in the past week, on average, nationwide, nationwide, gas prices came down about a penny to $3.03 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in California looking for a killer. Authorities say Cesar Hernandez, convicted of first-degree murder, escaped while being transported to a courthouse prison near Bakersfield. And a nationwide shortage of school bus drivers is forcing changes in North Carolina. Officials in Durham, North Carolina, cutting busing back to 4 days a week. Parents have to figure out the fifth day on their own. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Good morning. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right!
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost has struck down major parts of the law that ban collective bargaining for public sector workers. Last week's ruling would effectively remove the change to state laws that ban public sector union bargaining under Wisconsin's Act 10, which Frost said inappropriately favors certain public employees. The trial of Maxwell Anderson has been pushed back several months. Anderson is the 34-year-old Milwaukee man charged with murdering and dismembering 19-year-old Sade Robinson. His jury trial was set to begin next week, but Monday a judge granted a defense motion for an expert to review an analysis of Anderson's phone. And Governor Tony Evers is asking students and families to complete their financial aid applications for higher education. Through mid-November, just under 34,000 high school students have completed a FAFSA application. That's an 8.5% decrease compared to the last academic year.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Advent Health, we believe we all have a divine light to guide us. So whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and becoming breezy by late this afternoon. A little warmer today with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. Tonight, breezy 24. Tomorrow, we'll get to the mid-30s with a few flurries and then falling temperatures tomorrow night into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Life through curves, there was joy, there was hurt, remember when. Remember when old ones died and new were born, and life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when. Remember when the sound of little feet was music? We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when. Remember when 30 seems so old now, looking back, it's just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when. Remember when we said when we turned gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember when. Remember when.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Highway 40 blues, I've walked holding both my shoes, counted the days since I've been gone, and I'd love to see the lights at home. Waste of time and money too, squandered youth in search of truth, but in the end I had to lose. The Lord above paid my dues. Got the highway 40 blues, highway car when I was young, told me lies of things to come. Fame and fortune lies ahead, it's what the billboard liked to say. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb, my money's gone, stick out my thumb. My eyes are filled with bitter tears, Lord, I ain't been home in years. Highway 40 blues. all around, like a rolling stone from town to town. Met pretty girls, I have to say, but none of them could make me stay. Well, I've played the music halls and bars, had fancy clothes and big fine cars, things a country boy can't use. Dixieland sure miss you. Got the Highway 40 blues.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ricky Skaggs, Highway 40 Blues here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens, so it looks like we'll see some sunshine today. Snow, though, on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Mike Davis in our newsmaker segment. One Christmas tree farm in North Carolina is holding a some special reverence this year due to the situation with the damage from Hurricane Helene. Mike's going to explain about that here coming up this hour in our newsmaker segment. It's wheels up later this morning as we are headed to the Global Dairy Conference over the next few days. And it's going to be a busy couple of weeks here. We'll be at the Global Dairy Conference. Yes, it's in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And we'll be there through Thursday. Then we make the mad dash back on Friday. On Saturday, we head down to Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual convention. I'm always a judge with the Young Farmer competition there. And then next week, it's again Tuesday through Friday for the Milk Business Conference again back in Las Vegas. And yeah, Chip Flory and all of the AgriTalk crew is going to be there at that as well. And we'll be having coverage from the Milk Business Conference then next week. We make the mad dash back next Friday as well, and then go back to Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention. So a busy next couple of weeks here with some of the farm events and farm meetings. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers. Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance, shared his thoughts on the subject of dealing with difficult workers on the farm in a recent PDP Dairy Signal. Here are some of his comments.
There's a few phrases with dealing with difficult people, and one of them is, I know you would want to hear this. If you're a manager, you're going to say it all the time. I know you would want to hear this. It allows me to bring up anything, even difficult things. When it comes to dealing with difficult people, I'm assuming that you have a position of authority. And I don't mean a hammer authority. I mean somebody that has your back. To me, that's what a good leader does. A good leader cannot do your job. A good leader ignites, equips, and encourages you to do your job, which means I must be seen as your greatest resource. Everybody's doing their job, except for the person that is kind of running the management of all of that. That's my job. It's to make sure that you are equipped, that you are ignited, and that you know that you're doing things well, which means I need to be your greatest resource. And part of being your greatest resource is, I promise you, I will tell you when you're on and I will tell you when you're off. There is a format in conversations, any type of conversation. When we're having conversations, there are two needs in every interaction. There's the personal needs and the practical needs. The personal needs are, what can I do as a human dealing with a human? And it's things like self-esteem, listening, empathy, involvement. But then there's the conversation itself. It's the practical needs of the conversation. And there is a path. If I'm going to have a conversation, I need to think this through a little bit and be prepared with it, because it could derail real fast. And the steps are: start the conversation, assess the wants and needs, lead the discussion, eliminate the fog, and summarize the close. And before we leave, we're going to make sure everybody's on the same page for what we've created, and then we're going to end on a high note. That's the process of any conversation, especially difficult ones. Start the conversation off right, get all the issues first before we come up with a solution, make sure we're on the same page, end on a high note. Two words: purpose and importance. So when you start a conversation, start it off with, listen, we need to have a conversation. This is what's going on, and this is the impact it's having. And there's two ways to do it. First of all, rip the Band-Aid off, get it on the table. Here's the purpose, and here's the importance of why we need to discuss.
Comments from Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance, who recently shared his thoughts on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal about dealing with difficult people, particularly those that work for you.
I will tell you this: the wrong person in the wrong bus with the wrong type of coaching will never be successful. And trust me, if it's painful for you, it's painful for them. So if you're not going to raise me and grow me to own this position, then I'm going to lean more towards it's your fault than mine. Let's set expectations, guys. What are the rules? What are we looking for? This is what we need. And if it's an individual, it's going over the standards that are expected. If you have no foundation for what's expected from these people, then we're all living in fog. So we build our teams. We're not the victims of our team. So I'll give you a little bit of slack for a while, but then start having conversations to get everybody back on track. I really want to emphasize that it's what you say and it's what you do. Your team is not a mistake. And by adding the skill sets of having good conversations, when you go out of your way to say, I need to hold you accountable for this, or I need to bring this up, this is so off the mark, or we can't have it this way anymore, I want to talk to you about it, I want us to talk about it. What you're doing is you're building strength in our relationship, because I know you have me, in a strength in a team that means that we can accomplish and we can work through anything. I'm not afraid of the hard things because you handle it so well. I love working here because of that, because I know I've got a person who's got my back. So continue to keep our country moving, dairy people, and build strong teams and strong families. And I'm in your back pocket for anything and everything you need.
And that's Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance. His comments from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A lot like him. picture. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, but Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought that I was fast asleep in. They thought that I was tucked in bed. They never thought I'd come a peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm not gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, but Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like the show on a TV screen. But he sure brought lots of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. And he sure looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley and Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning, 12 above in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. This morning in the milk markets, they're mostly higher. December up 6 to 1857, January up 3 to 1825, February up 12 to 1867, March steady at 1884. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 160.5, 40-pound blocks down a half to 163.75, no trades on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 249.5, nine trades on the day. Graded nonfat dry milk steady at 139.5, no trades. Dry whey up 1.75 to 72.75, three trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they're called mixed. Hogs are called higher. Traders decided to liquidate some of their long positions in the feeder cattle markets after the steep increases that resulted in triple-digit losses yesterday. Peckers may not be as aggressive this week because cattle were purchased ahead. Now, Friday's break in hog futures was viewed as a buying opportunity, with contracts reversing the losses Monday. And there was also some higher pork cutout values, and we could see another day of higher hogs. December live cattle opened the day at 187.52, February 187.92, April 190.12. January feeder cattle opened at 256.85, March 255.55, April 256.97. December hogs opened at 83.22, February 87.95, April at 92.47. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher as all of the grains rebound from oversold conditions. December corn up 1 to 425 and a half, March up 2 to 434 and a half, May up 1.5 to 440 and a half, new crop 25 up a half to 432 and a quarter. January beans up 7 3/4 to 993, March up 7 to 998, May up 6 3/4 to 1010 and a half. New crop up 4 1/4 this morning to 1009 3/4. December soybean meal up 70 cents this morning to 284.10. But December soybean oil down 25 cents to 41.02. Chicago wheat, December up 2 to 539.5, March up 6.5 to 553 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December steady at 560, March up 6 3/4 to 594.5. Energy markets this morning are higher. January crude oil up 90 cents to 69 even. February up 88 cents to 68.72. January gas up 2 cents to 193. February also up 2 cents to 194. That is a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 376, January 379, new crop 372, cash beans 905, January 910, February 906, new crop 916. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 387.5, January 384.5, February 387.5, and March at 389.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 389, January 392. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 379, new crop 381, cash beans 905, new crop 930. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 380, new crop 382, cash beans 9 even, new crop at 915. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 4 even, April 419, May 421, new crop 393. Cash beans 961, April 971, May 974, new crop 947. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 379, new crop 373, cash beans 914, new crop 932. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 152 to 174, market cows 82 to 116, bulls 125 to 155, calves 170 to 930, beef steers 179 to 390, Holstein steers 160 to 320. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 207 and down, light lambs 315 and down, ewes 107 down, rams 140 and down, goat markets does 200 and down, bucks 305 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail.
And you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Ow!
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. Moonlight, and you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seemed so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming.
gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, know it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow, treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, know it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, know it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying,
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes, from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I want
said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad, when I can do everything you do. 'Cause I've been watching you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. A Christmas tree grown in North Carolina's mountains is taking on a greater meaning for its grower this year. Mike Davis has more.
The Kartner family had known since last year that one of their farm's Christmas trees would be headed to the White House this winter. But then Hurricane Helene struck Avery County in western North Carolina, where Kartner's Christmas tree farm has stood for decades. Although the farm lost thousands of trees to a mudslide, this 20-foot Fraser fir survived and has become something special to Sam Kartner Jr.
My parents were extremely humble people, and they would not like all the attention. But they would be very proud that we were representing the Christmas tree growers of America, and especially Western North Carolina, to take a tree to the White House.
Though the farm lost thousands of trees to a mudslide, one 20-foot Fraser fir survived and became something special to Sam Kartner Jr. Kartner says this tree, which dwarfs those around it, is now more than just a tree.
Here in the western North Carolina, where we've experienced this horrific hurricane and flood, they would want this tree to represent the faith and hope and love and joy and family and generosity, all those good things of mankind that we need to stop and recognize. That's what they would want this tree to represent.
He says Fraser firs like this one are indigenous to the western North Carolina mountains.
They grow on the high peaks, and so it makes a logical choice that you would grow Frasers here, where they require a well-drained soil and a slightly acidic soil. They require a lot of rainfall, and we get about 60 inches of rainfall here a year.
Kartner and his family will present the tree to First Lady Jill Biden in front of the White House. Then, Kartner said they plan to return in December to see it decorated in the White House's Blue Room.
I like a tree that you have some imagination in the way that you decorate it. You know, I'm not looking for that perfectly dense tree. You know, I think a unique tree really decorates beautifully, and you get to use your imagination on the ornaments.
Western North Carolina Christmas tree grower Sam Kartner Jr. I'm Mike Davis.
Thanks, Mike. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Cold temperatures will stick around in our ag weather forecast. Now, multiple low chances for snow are forecast for over the next week, but little in the way of accumulation. Strong northwest winds could gust up to 45 miles an hour on Wednesday behind a passing cold front. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 23 to 28, relative humidities at 56 to 61%, southwest winds at 7 to 12, gusting to 25. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, early then becoming partly cloudy, lows 20 to 25, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow and highs from 26 to 31. Relative humidities at 48 to 53%, northwest winds at 21 to 26, gusting to 30 to 45 miles an hour. We'll have about 3 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, highs 20 to 25. Friday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow. Warmer, highs 40 to 45.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand wants to wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The staff at Goodrich Funeral Home wish you goodwill and cheer during this busy time of the year. It is their hope that if you know someone who has lost a loved one, that you send a card or give them a call. Let them know you are thinking of them. Holidays can be a very hard time for someone who has lost a loved one. Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations.
Freezing water tanks is a challenge for livestock owners in northern climates. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Adequate insulation around the tank may help keep the water open as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
It's important that animals have a fresh supply of drinking water available at all times during the winter. This helps prevent dehydration and make sure the animals stay on feed. Snow and ice don't count. If your watering tanks aren't insulated, keep the water open by adding insulation around them and taking advantage of the sun. Greg Lardy is the Extension Interim Director at North Dakota State University. He says fiberglass and metal water tanks need extra protection to keep them from freezing.
Especially the fiberglass tanks, it can build them in with some dirt around them and then build a wooden structure above it so that you can either put some insulating material like styrofoam or straw or additional soil on top of there to keep the heat in. The steel tanks, generally speaking, they're going to rust if you get a lot of soil contact. What you're going to do is use some styrofoam insulation and then outer covering with wood.
Paint steel tanks black to absorb heat from the sun. Lardy says he's also seen metal tanks enclosed in boxes with solar panels. Position the tank where it will catch the most sun.
That generally would be a southern or a southwestern.